Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Talking to Pastor Michael Hatch on SOS Radio today. Citywide Unity Prayer has been meeting for 10 years every single Saturday. This Saturday, you're doing a special celebration to commemorate that. Looking forward to what that next 10 years might look like with law enforcement, city government, and the church all working together under one authority.
It's amazing. I'm very excited about this Saturday. It's the celebration of an era. You know, the number 10 is a complete number of completion, a perfect number. And so we've come to a certain level of perfection by being here 10 years, God sustaining. For this, it's a milestone of 10 years to say that for 10 years, we have not missed one Saturday in prayer, you know, praying for the nation, the city, the government, whatever. It's amazing. And so now the next 10 years, man, we just only can go higher. It can only go higher. There are other churches that we're looking to get involved at. In the beginning, I remember Scott, in the very beginning, I approached different pastors and they were like, I don't know. You know, they weren't sure what my motive was, but now they see what the motive is. And so many of them have come back now and said, yeah, I want to be a part because I see what's really happening. And I see the benefit of, you know, of the church praying together. And it's really just the benefit of fulfilling the scripture, the promises of God. He said, if two or three of you agree of touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them. Two are better than one. You know, they have a good reward for their labor. Woe to the man that's alone when he fall, hath not another to lift him up. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. There's so many scriptures that absolutely just back what we're doing. And so God just, he responds to anybody that's going to walk in faith to a scripture. So yeah, the next 10 years, man, I'm looking forward to just mighty, mighty, mighty things. One of the major things that I'm looking forward to, Scott, is seeing the crime rate and particularly the murder rate in Las Vegas go down. I was meeting yesterday with Sheriff Lombardo, and he brought up something I thought was really, really interesting. Right now, there's been 71 murders to date as of yesterday, 71 murders. 10 years ago this time, there was about 71 murders. But really, crime has gone way down. Because 10 years ago, Las Vegas didn't have 2 million people. Las Vegas had approximately 700,000 people. So when you really look at it on a per capita basis, crime has gone way down. And so we know that, you know, prayer has been a part of it. It just happens to be 10 years ago when he's saying that they look at the stats. But even with that being said, Theo, that's still too many murders. We want to see it to where murder goes down to zero is what we really want to see. Because we know when revival breaks out, revival has a tendency to have an effect on crime. The Welsh revival with Evan Roberts back in the early 1900s, 1800s coming into the 1900s, the judges would come to their courtrooms and they would have wave a white glove. And a white glove meant no cases to try. There were no cases to try because, you know, the revival had taken place. And so kind of what we're looking for, a revival to break out in Sin City, because where sin abound, grace does much more abound. So we're looking for revival to break out here. And that revival will change the conditions, will change the effect of crime, the effect of evil and sinfulness in our city.
I love it. We're talking to Pastor Michael Hatch from Balm of Gilead Global Ministries. He also leads Citywide Unity Prayer. Over 126 churches have been working together, praying together for 10 years. And their celebration is going on this Saturday at the historic 5th Street School on 401 South 4th Street in Las Vegas, like downtown 4th and Clark. He's actually going to be speaking Saturday, 9:30 till about noon. If you want to go, all the details on that are online on my blog page at soswissradio.net. If you want to get some more information, we'll talk more with Pastor Michael Hatch on the power of prayer and what it's doing in our city 5 minutes away. We're talking to Pastor Michael Hatch of Balm of Gilead Global Ministries on SOS Radio, and he's one of the facilitators for Unity Prayer in Las Vegas. And Michael, it's interesting. Every single revival all throughout history always started with a consensus of prayer.
Every revival, when I was in Bible college, I had a class on Pentecostal church history and then a class in American church history, and I had to do a paper on revival. It was just amazing. That kind of got me stirred up back in the 1990s when I found out that every revival that has ever taken place, ever, has started in prayer. The Welsh revival, the Azusa Street revival, 10 days of prayer before Azusa Street. You look at even the day of Pentecost. What were they doing when the Holy Ghost fell? They were praying. They went up room for 10 days before the Holy Spirit fell. So yeah, every revival that's ever taken place started with prayer, but prayer of people that were desperate to see more of God. people that were desperate to see more of God. So when it becomes a desperation, when we as a people of God get desperate to say, God, we don't want this murderous spirit in our city. We really want to see your hand. When we come to that place, I believe and I know that God is going to do something magnificent because of what we're doing.
Well, we're doing the Citywide Unity Prayer Celebration this Saturday morning about 9:30 till what, around noonish?
We're going to start about 9:30, you know, a few pastries. I'm not going to divulge my source of where we get our pastries made. We get them custom made, and everybody loves those pastries, man. And so we're going to have those, some coffee, donuts, juice, whatever. To start off, we have a music by a band called Alive, a magnificent band, highly anointed band, and we should end approximately 11:30. 12-ish at the longest. Mayor Goodman normally comes. She's not going to be able to make it, particularly this time, because she had a prior engagement. She's going to send a video, and we're going to have a few other speakers. But it's going to be a wonderful time. And believe it or not, there was a consensus of pastors in the city that I ought to be the person to.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They got drafted, man, to be the keynote speaker. So
it's going to be good.
I'm going to be the keynote speaker. So just kind of bear with me, people, if you come. But it's going to be a good time. I know the vision that God put in my heart. And I guess it's time to explain it at a different level, to put it out 10 years later so we can take it and go to the next level with it. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Absolutely.
We will be praying for our city as a city this Saturday. The historic 5th Street School.
The historic 5th Street School. At the corner of 4th and Clark. The ballroom there, magnificent place for a gathering. So yeah, it'll be there, be square. We're going to have a good time. The Holy Spirit will meet us there. And we're looking forward to just a magnificent and wonderful time to see what God's going to do and lay the groundwork for the next 10 years.
See, I just think it's funny the historic 5th Street School is actually on 4th Street, but we have all the information on that. If you're following along, you're driving, you're like, I didn't get a chance to write down the directions, or on my blog page over at SWSradio.net. And Pastor Michael's going to talk about when you pray and pray and pray, and you don't really get the answer you're looking for, and how you kind of regroup. We'll do that in about 10 minutes on SOS.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Talking to Pastor Michael Hatch from Citywide Unity Prayer at SOS Radio today. We're talking about praying as a city. You've been doing this for 10 years, every single Saturday with local pastors and law enforcement. But let's talk about prayer for a second. When we personally are praying and we're not feeling like our prayers are actually moving those mountains we're hoping for, what do you suggest we do to sort of reset and rethink what we're doing?
One of the things that's important when you deal with prayer is faith. Faith is a very, very important component of prayer. Because of the fact that, you know, the scripture said no one's ever seen God, but we believe he exists. And so the idea is that when we believe his word, he tells us clearly in Luke 18, he says men ought always to pray and not to faint. That means not give up. That prayer is the alternative to giving up in any situation or any circumstance. And so the idea is that sometimes things get really, really, really bad. And the idea looks like it's going to all come to nothing. But that's when God gets the most glory. He gets the most glory when it looks like something is totally dead. Look at Lazarus. Lazarus was dead not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but 4 days. And on the fourth day, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And notice, he prayed before he raised him from the dead. And so the idea is that we must believe that God's word is true. And God gives us those examples in the scripture for us to be able, you know, to hold on to what word he gives us. But God, when God makes a promise, he can't lie. God is not a man that he should lie. And so God doesn't lie. His word is absolutely true. He said, if you seek me first, he'll add all the other things that we need. That is a promise. And it comes from God. And so the idea is that if I truly seek God first, yeah, I may get broke. Things may get really bad. It may look real, real tough financially or whatever the situation is. But God promised that he'll provide. He'll test your faith all the way to the very end of the rope and then step in. And so the idea is that whatever God says, if you believe his word, it's going to come to pass. And so the idea is sometimes I'd have to reset. Sometimes just pray for myself. I remember the scripture says, physician, heal thyself. That means that I have the ability within me already. He says that we have power within us. We do exceedingly abundantly above all things we ever ask or think. He says by the power that already works in us. So the power is already in us. Now we just have to jump down into those reserves and go deep into the gut and say, yes, Lord, help me restore my faith, my belief in what you say being true. And when that happens, it's just a matter of time before God will respond, because he wants to encourage us and keep us encouraged, because God gave us prayer for one reason, and that's so he could answer it. And so the idea is that if he gives us that as a communication tool, he's going to respond. We just have to believe that. And one last thing on that is the lifestyle that we live. Because he says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, there are times that the dope dealer, the gangbanger, the prostitute, or the pimp, you know, is praying to God for him to bless his enterprise. Well, that's not going to happen. He says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I need to make sure that my life is right with God as I pray. Because what you'll find, even King Ahab, King Ben-Hadad of Syria, came to him and said, I'm going to take all your women and I'm going to take all your money. There's nothing you can do about it. Because Ahab's life wasn't right with God. He didn't have the confidence to talk to God and pray to God to ask for God's help, because his life was not, he wasn't living right before God. But look at how God is. God is so magnificent and so merciful. Even in Ahab's fallen condition, he told Ahab he was going to win the battle with him and for him, which would hope to restore Ahab's confidence to learn to talk back to God, because God wants us always to talk to him. So the idea is that we want to have our life right. And if your life is right, many times God will do what something that he doesn't have to do to encourage us to get back right. So prayer is our lifeline with God, because there's no way that you'll succeed in the work of God, in the kingdom of God, without prayer. It just won't happen.
Talking to Pastor Michael Hatch from Unity Prayer Las Vegas on SOS Radio. And every Saturday morning for the past 10 years, Pastor Michael and a whole team have been praying together for our city. Something that we're doing this week is a special Unity Prayer celebration. This goes even bigger because you've got the mayor's office, you have city officials, you have leaders in the Metropolitan Police Department. I mean, you're all coming together just to talk about what God's doing in this city, and we're going to grow in this.
Yes, sir. We absolutely are. It's unbelievable that it just seems like yesterday that we started Citywide Unity Prayer, coming together to pray for our nation, our city, and our government, and our church every Saturday for the last 10 years. Unbelievable. It just seemed like just yesterday. Started with 5 churches, and now it's 126 churches that have hosted and involved. And yeah, we're getting ready to go to the next level. You know, just amazing. When we started, we never even intended bringing or connecting with law enforcement, connecting with city government, other government officials, state government officials, even national government officials. But they connected to what we were doing. They actually contacted us when they heard that we were coming together praying for them. I thought that was just amazing. And so, yeah, 10 years in, man, and now we're getting ready to take it to another level. You know, I mean, 10 years of prayer, I believe, has facilitated some of those relationships. Whenever you see law enforcement, church, and government, there's always a level of authority that the enemy just can't seem to penetrate, man. It just doesn't happen.
A lot of people, they see Las Vegas through the whole marketing messages of Sin City, but they don't see the way that prayer has actually changed this community over this last decade. What have you seen, Pastor Michael?
Probably the most vivid memory was a young man got shot in the head. It appeared to be a gang-related shooting. Pastor John Ponder and Pastor Troy Martinez went out to the scene and even went to the hospital. They're heavily involved with Unity in the city. And the doctors had decided they wanted to take the young man off life support, said he was going to die. Pastor Troy and Pastor John, they said, no, let us pray for the young man and talk to the parents and talk to all those involved. Within a week, the young man was off of life support. And he's still alive to this day. And all because of prayer. So the doctors were totally blown away. They figured it was no way this man could still be living. And if he lived at all, he would be a total vegetable. But he's absolutely not, with a bullet in his head. So, you know, that was something that was just miraculous that came about because of the unity that we have, and then just the prayers that have been going on. Because prayers, they kind of, we look at the scripture in the book of Acts with Cornelius. It says his prayers and alms came up as a memorial before God. His prayers actually began to reach heaven. As you put a brick on top of another brick, you know, you build a memorial, you build a building. His prayers were like a building that went all the way to heaven, and God had to respond. And so when you have the kind of prayer we've been having for 10 years, every Saturday from 8 to 9 at a different church, every Saturday, those prayers have reached heaven. And so what has happened is God has connected the three authorities in that he's given in the earth. He's given the church as the ultimate authority. We know in the scripture in Romans 12:13, he talks about the law enforcement is under his authority and government is under his authority. The king is under his authority. And so when those three, all three of those authority figures come together and work together, I mean, that means means all the authority that God has given on earth, you know, is now working together. And that means everything has to bow. Everything has to submit to God's authority through these entities that God has set up. And so it's just going forward to where now we're just seeing things begin to happen. We're looking at, even in the area where my church is, over Twain and Swenson, been the most dangerous zip code the last 12 years, where over the last 2 years we've been there, violent crime has gone down 25%, which is just absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And it's just the work of God's presence and prayer going forth. And so, yeah, it's magnificent, man. And I mean, I look at what's called Williams 3 and 4, which is over in West Las Vegas, Lake Mead, MLK area. Before we started working with Metro, they had a 0% solvability rate for murder. Did you hear me say that? 0%.
So nobody was talking.
Nobody was talking. Well, now it's
80%. Wow.
There's an 80% solvability rate. Metro verified that. 80% solvability rate. That's what happens when God's people work together with government and authority and law enforcement. So we've just seen this magnificent changes in our city. Even look at the tragedy of October 1st. You look at the tragedy that took place, but look at what happened afterwards. You know, what the devil meant for bad, God allowed for good, because they saw a unity that they've never seen in any other tragedy or any other mass shooting in the United States. Our city came together in a way that no other city has come together. I mean, I'm talking about people standing in line hours and hours to give blood. We're talking about, you know, people coming to the rescue, coming to be counselors for the families. Others just coming to lend their support any way possible, for any way, anything possible. It was just amazing, the spirit of love that was generated in our city. Well, that comes from a praying church.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.